Matthew 7, few there be that find it, Jesus said. Look around this park at the hundreds of Anabaptists here. Few of you are going to find eternal life. Very few. That's what Jesus said. Why? Because you're on the broad road to destruction. Because you love sin and man-made traditions. Mostly because you're not born of God. How can I make this statement? Most Anabaptists that have been Anabaptists for a few years or more are not born of God. How can I make that statement? Ready? The Holy Spirit leads you to all truth. John 16. You're not following the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You're following traditions. 1, 2, 3 years, you would see the lies and the sin and the error of the Anabaptist faith. That's how I can tell you're not born of God. The Spirit of God doesn't leave you in lies and sin. The Spirit of God leads you into all truth. The Spirit of God leads you to holiness and righteousness. Most Anabaptists are afraid to lose their net. We call it the Menno net. Sometimes it's the Amish net. Oh, my family's all Anabaptist. My job is Anabaptist. That girl I want to marry is Anabaptist. Oh, I got a net going on here. Yeah, it's a net that's going to take you down to the depths of hell. Jesus said, lose your life to find it in Matthew 10. You're holding on to your Anabaptist life. You're holding on to your man-made traditions and your sin. You're holding on to your flesh and your... I make good money as an Anabaptist in my business. Oh, the world loves the Anabaptists. Why does the world love the Anabaptists? Let's talk about that back here with these old men like me. Why does the world love the Anabaptists when Jesus said, you will be hated if you're his people? Why does the world love the Anabaptists? Because you cater to them and you make money and you don't call them out of their sin with the biblical gospel. That's why the world loves Anabaptists. Jesus said, if you were mine, the world would hate you. You're loved by the world, Anabaptists. The wrath of God is coming for you. But you can turn. You can repent. It'll cost you everything. You'll have to lose your straw hat and your Anabaptist dress, which is not biblical. We haven't even gone there. They don't teach women to biblically cover their heads. They have an assemblance of it. They clearly don't teach men how to dress. In Genesis 3, God actually killed an animal and shed blood and covered us in kutneth, coats of skins. Genesis 3:21. It's an archetype of the shed blood of Jesus to cover us. God killed animals, shed blood to cover us. Long, loose garments is what we're supposed to wear. What do the Anabaptists do? They pack on clothes. A lot of it's tight, and they don't follow God's word. None of the men in the Bible dress that way. None of the women in the Bible dress like Anabaptists. Just another sin of the Anabaptist world that we like to call out. It's just proof that you're not even born of God. Because a couple of years in the scriptures, and you'd be all over this. Let me give testimony. I came out of the wicked world. I didn't come out of the Anabaptists, praise God. I came out of the world, and in the first year I came out of the world, without anyone helping me, just me and my wife is all it was, we had 95% of our doctrine that we preach today. That was about 15, 16 years ago. In the first year we studied, and we had 95% of our doctrine that I preach today, right? In 1 year, by the Word and the Holy Spirit. I'm not that smart. It was the Word and the Holy Spirit. But Anabaptists live for decades in their sin and their man-made traditions, claiming to be Christian. Christians follow Christ. If you follow Christ, let's see, Jesus is a lie in man-made traditions, or he's the truth? John 14:6, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Man-made Anabaptist ways are full of lies and death. Paul tells us in Romans 6, if you follow obedience, it's to eternal life, sin to death. The Anabaptist ways are full of sin. It doesn't lead to life. It leads to a bunch of false, man-made religion that's going to bring the wrath of God. I've seen the fruit of this place. I see the old men that can't answer, Jesus was an Anabaptist, why are you? Now one man can answer that. And I see the young people are either more interested in fleshly volleyball, or where's the young hooligan in the blue shirt right there? I love him. I hope he repents. Whipping by, blasting his motorcycle muffler at us. And the old men laughed. You guys laugh. The Bible says to respect your elders, older people. He doesn't care about the Word of God, and all they care about is whipping around on motorcycles. And the old men laughed. And they had the gall to come up and tell me that I'm being disruptive. Didn't say one word about their loud motorbikes. I love them. I hope they repent. They're going to lose their souls. I used to be like that when I was unregenerated. I'm not better than any of you folks. My wife and I were the worst of the worst that you could imagine. But guess what happened? The Spirit of God changes you. And you begin to seek after truth and righteousness. I don't know one Anabaptist that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, like Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount. I know a bunch that hunger and thirst for man-made traditions. They hunger and thirst for Sunday church. They hunger and thirst for mammon. They love to sell you a metal roof, a shed, or vegetables. But talk to them about Jesus, you're like a leper to them. Because they're dead inside. And I want to cover this. I need to tell my neighbors this because I do love them. So we talk to truth seekers, not mockers. We know a mocker. I've been doing this long enough. So the man asks what the word Anabaptist means.
Can you turn your mic down a little bit? It's kind of loud. Can you turn it down a little bit?
The word Anabaptist means rebaptizers, but it looks really bad for you folks because the reason they called you Anabaptist rebaptizers, Anabaptists, because they actually went and preached outside evangelical, Roman Catholic places. They risked their lives to tell you that you had to repent and seek the kingdom of God, that you can't be Catholic and Lutheran, Roman Catholic and Lutheran, and enter the kingdom of God. You Anabaptists don't do that. I don't know any Anabaptists that tell the truth to Roman Catholics, Lutherans. You don't go and preach the gospel. You make a lot of mammon, a lot of vacation, bocce ball, and shuffleboard. But you don't proclaim the biblical gospel, and here's the fruit. We see the fruit of it in the Anabaptist world. Look around you. A bunch of unbiblical worldliness, carnality, sin, that leaves you far from the truth of God. If you loved the Word of God, you'd open your Bible and you'd say, oh my, there's truth to that. Oh my, we're walking in many false ways. Oh my, we're not living for the kingdom of God. Oh my, I am keeping false religion. It is a true saying. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your ways, Anabaptists, are leading to your spiritual death. The wages of sin is death. Go read the book of Romans. But the gift of God is eternal life. How do you get it? By the shed blood of Jesus Christ. By his death, burial, and resurrection. And then repentance to come out of sin and false ways. That's where you can't amen. Because the Anabaptists don't come out of sin and false ways. They're hypocrites and say they follow Jesus. They're following a man-made religion. They're following a bunch of false ways. They're following pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. They're feminized. They're worldly and materialized. There's all kinds of sins in the Anabaptist world. They can't amen that. Because the sins of the Anabaptist world are so clear. And if Jesus was here, he'd turn your tables over when you money make as you claim to be of God. You're not of God. By your fruit you shall know them. That's what my master said. By your fruit you shall know them. What's the fruit of the Anabaptist world? Worldliness, false gospels, pagan holidays, on vacation, not interested in the things of God, not testing themselves, living, preaching, proclaiming the word of God. Old man to young man, foolishness and frivolity. Old woman to young woman. This is not of God. This is not of God, neighbor. This is of a false way that will not stand on judgment day. Christ is going to come. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Go read the book of Matthew. It won't be pretty. He's going to say to people that said, Lord, Lord, we knew you. Lord, Lord, we did this and we did that. Lord, I shaved my beard the way the elders, and I wore the straw hat the way the elders told me. And the women wear the false bonnet that they tell them. And we named ourselves Amish and Mennonite like they told us. See, Lord, we did all these things in your name. We gathered and we did man-made religion. We gathered on Ascension Day and Christmas and Easter. Lord, we did all these things. But guess what Christ is going to say to you, Anabaptists, Catholics, Lutherans, Baptists? Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Because you work iniquity and practice sin by your very practices that you do. You live in sin, you walk in sin, you practice sin, and any man that names himself after a man has no standing to try and tell me about the truth of God. Any man that lives after the pattern of the world has no standing to tell me truth of God. Any old man, I'm an old man too, any old Anabaptist man playing shuffleboard has nothing to tell me in the truth of God. Still waiting. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? Jesus was not interested in the kingdoms of men and the organizations of men. He said, howbeit in vain you worship me, teaching for the commandments of men.
Preach the Bible. Preach the gospel. Preach against people. Preach the good news.
Away from me, Satan. Test yourself to the word of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be lifted up and praised.
Hey, brother,
don't waste your time with this guy. He wouldn't even take a gospel card. Walk away from him. Just walk away from him. He doesn't know. He's a mocker, brother. He knows. He knows. He knows. Walk away from brother. Let's go this way. Brother. Brother, let's go this way. Come on. Let's go this way. I know a mocker when I see one, brother. Don't give him any time. All he's trying to do is argue about. Ready? He's arguing that the word Anabaptist means rebaptizer. This doesn't work for your cause. Menno Simons and men like him would go around telling people to repent and come out of the Catholic and evangelical religion. Risk their lives to do it. That's how they got the term rebaptizer. Why are you fighting for the term rebaptizer? You don't tell anybody to repent and come out of their false religion. Why? Let's see. How did you Anabaptists all make so much money? Oh, you sell metal roofs and produce and sheds to the English people, evangelicals, Catholics, all of them. We can't stand against them. We'll get a bad reputation around town. You mean you'll be hated like Jesus said you would be? You'll be hated for his namesake? No, the Anabaptists aren't hated by anybody. The Anabaptists are loved. In fact, you know what? The last three times I've been here, I had guys get in my face, worldly men, ready to beat me up because I was preaching against the Anabaptists. Worldly people love you. About 3 years ago, this is a story, but it's true. It's on my website on the video. A man drove by with no shirt on, yelling a bunch of pagan things that Mother Earth loves all of us, and all your young people clapped and applauded for him. He yelled over my preaching. I stood and listened to him. Pagan Earth, Mother Goddess, she loves us all. Leave us alone. God loves all of us. And your young people and your older people clapping. This is how void of truth you guys are. You will take the defense from pagans. This is not good, Anabaptists. You're going to be judged on Judgment Day for sin and worldliness and false gospels and the sin of making your own way. It's called autonomy. That's what you're practicing. Autonomy. Lord, I want to do it my way. I like being an Anabaptist. I'll lose my family and my friends and my children and my grandchildren. Exactly what Christ says you should lose, you'll lose if you leave the Anabaptist faith. Let's see. Maybe there's a new crowd of old white-haired men like me. Can anybody tell me why Jesus was not an Anabaptist and you are? About the eighth time I've asked this question today. Yeah, I'm using an amplifier like you do at your music events and your auctions. Nobody's got an answer. Okay, just want to be clear. By the shed blood of Jesus, you best repent and be born again and seek the kingdom of God. Come out of the world in every false way, or you're going to lose your soul. Follow Christ in holiness and obedience, righteousness. His perfect righteousness you need. And you also need to walk in righteousness yourself, endure to the end. You don't have the biblical gospel, Anabaptists. You need to repent, or you're going to lose your soul.
So that guy didn't want to talk to you? Because we wanted to, I wanted to-